Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get out of your recipe rut with fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouthwatering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door, contact-free. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and still enjoy high-quality meals. We're having so much fun with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, and they are offering you 12 free meals, including free shipping at HelloFresh.com/TMS12 and use the code TMS12. Coming up on TMS, Beef Borgnine.
Biting pillows and making biscuits.
All the internet is your dirty comic.
Two jabbers, one podcast.
Cannoli 19. It's not too sweet.
Make my water hard.
Shower in a big booger.
Vaccine of the apes.
This is my walking around helmet.
Looks like a guy who might pee on some seats.
I will break you and your rules.
First come, first served in the butt.
Ew. Gotta clean them pipes, son.
FEMA FOMO with jury and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
There's shit everywhere. What about your Lego and your Play-Doh and Master Chief from Halo and your Eggo and half-eaten bagel on your bedside table and your old GameCube video game cable? How about all those cars or your soldiers' broken off body parts or that chocolate bar wrapper, that Charizard and all those sharks?
They did not find out if France has magazines.
This is The Morning Stream, exercising demons since 2012.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, March 16th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. He's Brian Ibbett. Hi.
Hey, you know, it's amazing. I didn't think that the careers of Ted Kennedy and Eminem overlapped, but I guess they really did.
They did.
It's amazing.
They did, right? Weird.
Weird. Mom, spaghetti on your shirt. Are you sick already?
I never really thought about it, but they kind of have a...
a little bit, yeah. Yeah. Like
the Kennedy thing and the Eminem thing are not so far away.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
I'm never going to not hear it now. So thank you for that. I believe that this country. Blah, blah, blah. I can't do it right. I don't know how to do it. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. I can't believe it's the 16th. What's that about? That's weird.
Golly, right? Second half. We're on the bottom half.
Yeah. Are we a year from that earthquake yet? When did that Salt Lake earthquake happen? In a weird way, we're sort of like, that gave us PTSD a little bit. Because it was like pandemic and then bam, like the biggest earthquake I've ever sat through.
Right. And stuff was just starting to close down. Today, a year ago here in Colorado is when the governor said, yeah, we're closing restaurants today. We don't want you gathering. And thus began my love affair with DoorDash, Grubhub.
Yep. There you have it.
Uber Eats.
Yeah. Your best friends in the world. 5.7 magnitude happened on the 18th, so I still have a couple of days till the anniversary of the...
Wow.
2 days until the anniversary.
Oh, so it was the day after St. Patrick's Day you guys had your earthquake.
Yes, it was all...
You were just cleaning up the corned beef and cabbage.
Curse of the Irish, that's what it was.
That's right. Claire, we're going to be having corned beef and cabbage tomorrow, which I guess is just every day for you guys there.
If you're German, you call it corned beef, I've heard. That's what I've heard.
Corned beef.
Yeah, I have a friend who speaks German, and he always used to tell me the corned beef was corned beef.
Corned beef.
Yeah, You like the cornet,
not
Beth? No, it's not. I don't know why.
Not Buff.
And it may be wrong, and he may have lied to me back in 1998. I don't know. It's entirely possible. But that's when he told me.
Have you ever had Buff Bourguignon?
No, I've had, or have I? No, I've never had Buff Bourguignon, or Beef Bourguignon, or however you say it. I've never had that, but I've had some of that beef stroganoff, Brian. I've had some of that fancy dish, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah, beef stroganoff.
Well, stroganoff, yes.
Yeah, it's a hell of a thing. We had chicken stroganoff once. That was bad. Don't do that. Don't have chicken stroganoff. Wouldn't recommend it. It's not quite the same. Stick with the beef.
No, you got to pronounce it's biff. It's B with that... The O and the E that are jammed together to make one letter.
Yeah. So Biff, Biff Stroganoff.
Bourguignon.
Yeah. Biff Stroganoff.
Do they do that with Biff Stroganoff too? Biff Stroganoff?
I don't know. That's how they probably would say it. If this guy wasn't lying, I'm telling you, he had German heritage and family and stuff, unless he was lying to me. Andrew, if you're out there listening, you may have lied to me. And now it's all coming out. Well done.
Oh, here we go. Actually, yeah. PCP Crumb found...
No, a chat person did? No.
English, German, corned... Oh, but you...
Here, I'll play it. So corned beef. Oh, it looks like it said the same, but here we go.
Yeah.
Whoops, I don't have the audio on. Hold on.
Corned beef.
Corned beef?
Corned beef.
Well, let's see what... Oh, it deleted it.
Oh, es hat es gelöscht.
Converted me saying, oh, it deleted it. I didn't mean that to happen.
Oh, it deleted it.
I didn't know I was picking my voice up. Freaking Google Translate. What are you doing? Well, anyway, we learned something there. Thanks, Germany.
I think we did. Did we?
No,
I don't know if we did, actually.
No, we learned nothing. Have we learned nothing?
We learned that Eminem and Ted Kennedy could be related.
Yeah, that's what we've learned. All right, check this out. We got an email. I have to read this because it's weird. We get weird emails, all right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
This might be one of my favorites because I just don't know what to make sense of it or how to make sense of it.
Okay.
This came from somebody named LeGrand. Now, before you laugh at that name, I know someone named LeGrand. This is definitely not that person.
Yeah.
But I know somebody named LeGrand.
That's French for the Grand.
Yeah, the Grand. The Grande.
The Grande.
That's what you get tickets to see the Grande in concert. She's performing.
Ariana LeGrand.
Yeah, LeGrande. So here you go. This is about comics. So I've been talking a lot about comics. I've been reading both, you know, DC and Marvel stuff again and digging into some indies and just having a real, for me anyway, I'm having a real, what's the word? Renaissance right
Renaissance?
Now. Yeah. Uh-huh. Just can't stop reading comics. Every night I read comic books and I love them. And I started reading that, the first issue because the rest isn't out yet, but that Black King business with the Symbiote King coming to Earth and fighting the Avengers and the X-Men and everything.
Yeah, and humans and all that.
Yeah, like everyone's working together to fight off this dude. And it's pretty good. So, I mean, I'm only one issue in, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's cool. I need to get... There's a few things that have been stacking up that I need to read. There was the... all the stuff, X-Men stuff that happened after the Powers of X...
Oh, House of X, Powers of X, all that stuff.
House of X, Powers of 10 or whatever it was. Yeah. Need to.
Now, was that when, that's all when Xavier started wearing the dumb helmet with the giant X on it, right? That's when that started? Do I have that wrong?
I thought that was back when
it might have been before.
The Phoenix power came back and gave five of them Phoenix powers.
Oh, okay.
Like Scott Summers' magic, who all had the Phoenix powers?
Did Xavier get
one? I could be wrong.
He just got a new helmet then. That was his.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're not talking about Cerebro, are you?
No.
He's been wearing that business forever.
Well, I don't know. Is it
separate?
There's a big.
Like a walking around helmet.
Yeah, like a walking around helmet. It's like a black ball and then a big X across it. And you don't see his eyes anymore.
Oh. Well, Scott's been wearing one of those. Has Xavier been wearing one too now?
I thought so. Like, they were calling him Charles last night.
Oh, okay.
I assume it was it. I am not familiar with some of the stuff leading up to that whole business, but apparently in this Black King thing, they've carried that forward.
Yeah, there it is right there. Okay.
Yeah. And he's just sort of walking around.
Yeah, it's a new version of Cerebro, a helmet that Xavier wears constantly, making him a sort of hard drive of the world's mutants and allowing the X-Men to resurrect the fallen with their memories.
Hmm.
Okay. Burk, burk, burr.
All right, so he's got some
Yeah, there you go. I haven't seen the this new helmet get introduced. That's kind of
crazy, right? It's weird.
Yeah, he's also got little pop sockets on there too.
Yeah, but it makes him look like a little kid. He doesn't look like it, you know, bald guy.
Why does he have pop sockets on there?
I don't know. He's got to hook stuff in, man. That's what Xavier does.
It's like a little happy face and a little rainbow thing, and yeah.
It's got there's pogs in there. It's all in pog form. It's pretty good. Yep. Anyway.
All right. Well, I guess I need to catch up on that.
Yeah. Give that a read. Anyway, so we get this email about comics because they're, you know, again, we talk about them frequently. And this person, LeGrand, says, I'm going to read this verbatim. All right.
Okay. All right.
You both read many comic books. Okay. So far, so good.
Okay. So far, yeah. Mm-hmm. You more than me, but yes.
You all should read the porno comic books that they have. There is some good stuff. I'm sorry. There is some good D stuff. You put a D in front of stuff.
Mm. Oh, no. Well, D stuff.
I didn't think of that. That's not good.
That could be a whole different thing.
Yeah. Anyway, there is some good D stuff there and might be something you would like reading when you read it. That's my favorite part.
Might be something you like reading when you read it.
Yeah, I like that part. My favorite iOS called, I think he meant is.
Yeah, I'm sure he did, because, yeah.
My favorite is called The Hiding Place. Have you heard of these? They can be found.
Hmm.
Thank you, and your jokes are funny too, LeGrand. I don't know what to make of this guy's email, except I'm not looking up The Hiding Place, and not really my bag. Go for it, Brian. Can you... You go ahead. I'm not Googling that. But
I think I'm finding something totally different, because this is a 1970s made by Spire Christian.
And it's a comic.
Spire Christian Comics, yep.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
1973 Spire Barber Christian, based on the inspirational book about her internment in a concentration camp. Yeah, this is probably a different thing.
I don't think this is the book, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Yeah, this is...
But do I have safe search on? Never. Come on.
Well, I don't...
Come on, people.
Here's
who do you think you're talking to here?
My question is, back in the day when I would go to a comic book shop, they always had all the mainstream comics everywhere. And then back up behind the shelf, behind the dude, was stuff that looked like, you know, the Dirty Birdies. And I don't even know what they were called, but they were like dirty comics. And no one ever dared order those, because you'd have to talk to a guy to do it, and nobody wants to do that.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you, the only one I ever remember from that area was Crazy Cat. It was like an R. Crumb looking deal, and I just remember really weird, gross nudity. And I'm not just talking to like... Oh, I'm young. Nudity is gross. I'm talking about like weirdly drawn.
Mm.
Fritz the Cat. Fritz the Cat is what I'm thinking of. Yes.
Oh, Fritz. Yeah, famously, Fritz the Cat was a dirty.
Fritz the Cat.
And that was R. Crumb, wasn't it? Thought it was.
Maybe it was. Yeah, I think that was. Yeah.
The cat.
But it was. I just remember like that. That weird R. Crumb style of how everything he draws kind of has a level of gross to it. Mm-hmm. The nudity was no exception. It was just as gross.
Oh, Robert Crumb. Yeah, that was him.
Yeah. Okay.
Is he still alive? Hold on.
Oh, no. I thought he died.
He has to be
dead. American Splendor came out, didn't he?
No, he's still alive. Weird.
Still alive. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Weird. No, we're thinking Harvey Pekar died.
That's who I'm thinking of. It's Harvey Pekar.
Anyway, so that was all I knew of that world, and I have to assume that, like, in Reddit alone, it's probably just like, why would you go? Nobody goes to comic book stores to get a dirty comic, right?
No,
it's all the internet is your
to get
dirty
comic.
Yeah, but the internet provides, is what I'm saying. You get what you need there. Right.
So I guess I'm going to, let's see, I'm going to add the word, I may regret this, unusual hiding place. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Oh, maybe. His clarity in the email was not exactly the most stellar.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
but let's see here.
He said iOS instead of is, for example.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be it. I'm not seeing anything. I'm looking at PDFs and, but this could be the.
All right. The well thing. Done. There, well, LeGrand. Somebody, will not be reading
Anna
your comic.
Krakatoa is, a bunch of arrows going up. Is it just the internet is your dirty comic? Is that what you're agreeing with?
I think that's what he's saying. Yeah. Okay. The internet is your dirty comic.
Yeah.
And that's true.
All right. Well,
Robert Crumb, age 77, still lives in Philadelphia. Still hanging out.
Great. And now I'm going to get recommendations on Pinterest about this bullshit.
Well, I don't know. Pinterest is usually pretty low key, right? They don't.
It is. By the way, yes, Dawn of X is the series that came out after House of X and Powers of X, and is where you see Professor X's mobile Cerebro, is walking around Cerebro.
Right. It's just a ball with an X on it, and it bugs me.
Just a ball with an X on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite thing. But hold on. How come he's walking? I miss that, too. How come he's a mobile dude now? How come he's not in his chair?
Oh, is he? Well.
Because he is walking. Maybe, thing I'm reading, he's walking around. He's bipedal.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Comic books, man. They just.
I think he was walking around in House of X, Powers of X, and he was walking around before that, so whatever happened that got him walking around was took place before any of that.
I could see that. Okay, for some reason, there we go. My mixer. All I had to do is put this tea down, and my mixer decided to go off and be a left ear problem. Anyway, we're fine now. Also, I'm getting used to the slime. Scott, what are you talking about, you would say to that statement?
What are you talking about is what I said.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. We had to get a water softener because our plumber said, if you don't, you're going to have problems. The house is already 10 years old or whatever, and you're going to have issues with your pipes if you don't soften that water up, son, he basically said.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh.
And so we got a, because we got the hard water here.
Yeah.
And as a kid.
Good for getting the soap off you in the shower.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I liked about the hard water.
I like that, too. And that brings me to my point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm getting used to the slimy new sensation of soft water, but I'm not entirely there yet. It feels a little bit like I'm bathing in slime.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you've got a coating, a slip and slide coating.
Yeah.
Are you still using the Nebia showerhead?
Yes.
Or did you switch back? Okay.
Been great.
Yeah, and that one already does. Yeah, we love ours too, but that one already is your low flow business.
Right.
So if you're combining that with the slime of a water softener, holy cow, you're part amphibian at this point.
I'm slippery when wet is what I'm saying. So
that's right.
I'm a Bon Jovi album from 1987. But yeah, like it's weird. I'm just not used to it. I'm getting used to it, but it's just going to take me a bit here. And everyone else here is loving it. Taylor or Carter and Kim love it. They're just, this is so refreshing and this and that. And I'm like, really? Because I feel like I'm in a booger. I feel like I'm showering in a booger. Just a big booger, you know?
I feel like I'm in a big booger. Yeah.
That's how it feels. So
I couldn't do it. I've stayed in hotels where they have soft water and they use probably have a water softener.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could do it. I don't think I hated it then. And I don't think I could do it here at home.
The reason you want it is because
to save your pipes.
Yeah, because your pipes get like all corroded in there, and that flooding we had was a direct result of hard water buildup. And so I'm gonna, that's the only reason
we're
doing it.
I'll take the pipe damage for 100, Alex.
I would much rather spend the 50 grand to replace my plumbing than
deal with a little bit of slime.
Bit of slime. No, I understand.
All right, well, maybe not.
It does take a while to get used to, though. So you're not wrong, and I don't know how well I'm doing. But anyway, I'll live in a booger a little longer, let people know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
it's my favorite Paul Simon album was The Boy in the Booger. It was great.
Wasn't that great? That was really good. It's too bad Garfunkel wasn't around for that one.
That's right.
Because he's kind of a booger, that guy. All right, moving on. We're going to do some news today. We got Jury coming up, and we're going to talk to him about... He got a vaccine, I guess. I didn't know this.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, he got the J&J, the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, so he's a one-doser.
He's a one-doser, real deal closer. And we'll see We'll get.
I'm thinking I'm just going to move to a different state because every other state seems, everybody else seems to be getting it.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. Plus, he's like 10 years younger than us or something. So I don't know. I don't know how he got.
I'm staying up till midnight tonight, though, because they say on the 17th here in Colorado is when you can start making appointments for Friday.
Oh, nice!
So I'm treating it like I'm going to a Grateful Dead concert, and I'm staying up for tickets. It's like Black Friday, and I want that big screen LG TV.
Yeah,
4K.
Yep. You're going to BlizzCon, whether they like it or not.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
You're gonna snipe those tickets. Yeah, so that'd be really cool. We've talked about this before, but if you've got an appointment on Friday, I have an appointment on Friday.
It'd be so cool for us to get on the same day and compare and contrast our results.
Dual jabbers is what we'd have going
right
there.
Right, right.
Kind of what the show is. It's just dual be the
That's right. It's an hour and a half of jib jab every day, starring two jabbers.
Yep, two jabbers, one cup. All right. Mm-hmm. Moving on. So we're going to do the news now, and we'll do all this stuff later.
In the News is sponsored by... You'll find quality in our corner.
All right, it's the news, and it's brought to you by...
But boy, does that corner stink. Mm. America's Next Top Podcaster, episode 3 went live today. You'll hear the results from the challenge where we gave our contestants... The challenge to create investigative podcasts, and you can hear those investigative podcasts also on the stream, see what you think, and then listen to the elimination episode where, even though some of it has been, apparently some of it has been taken out, because it just got dark.
Yeah, it did get dark.
A lot of it is still in.
Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad you want to give you want that raw meat on the table, man. You don't
want
to.
You need some raw meat. You just don't want all the raw meat. Nobody wants all the raw meat. But it, man, it is a good episode. And somebody that I really wasn't expecting to go home as early in the competition as they did went home, and it was a bummer.
It was a bummer. I'll go on the record as a judge on and having been on that episode. I hated that episode. I hated it.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean it's not going to be entertaining and that people aren't going to enjoy it. They will.
Yeah, it's very entertaining, and it's what you tune in. Well,
yeah,
it's part of what you tune in to America's Next Top Podcaster for. But
yeah, that's right, I-Corps. Bobby Franks lost twice. Ah, Booby Frank and Booger. What are you going to do, buddy? He told us that name, not me. I didn't make it up.
Yep. Yep. Exactly. Regret. You'll rue the day you told us that, Bobby.
Rue McClanahan.
Rue the day.
Here's a story about an ape. It's about a monkey. Really, an ape. An ape and monkey are not the same. So I'll just say,
no,
ape.
They're not.
No, yes. They're not. Oh, I think Bobby. By the way, speaking of Bobby, I think our science segment this week is going to be about the 65,000 pounds or gallons of sperm that we're going to go to the moon. Did you hear about that? We're going to send a bunch of sperm to the moon.
Are we trying to impregnate the moon?
I think so. We want moon babies. I don't know what's happening up there, but more on that Thursday.
Hey, Andrew, we're going to impregnate the moon.
So here's your...
I'm not sure that's a thing that we can do, Maury.
Not sure that moon will take to it, if you know what I'm saying.
All right, go ahead. Anyway.
The great apes out there, the big monkeys, the big boys... They had to give some COVID vaccines to some in the San Diego Zoo, the famous San Diego Zoo, because they had an outbreak there of COVID-19 amongst the apes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Vaccine of the apes.
It was a super spreader event, a primate super spreader event.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine those guys, they're always pushing their butts
like
up against.
Trump rally.
Yeah, there you go. They're always putting their butts up against the windows. Uh-huh. Oh, you mean we're talking about apes. All right. Apes.
No. Wait, are we still talking about the Trump rally?
Now I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm talking about now. So confusing. Yeah. Anyway, 5 bonobos and 4 orangutans or orangutans. Mm-hmm. How do you say it? What do you do just normally?
Orangutan. I say orangutan.
I do too. We're white guys who grew up in white neighborhoods.
Well, yeah, but we also don't, there's no G at the end. So people who pronounce it orangutan, stop it.
And nobody around.
It's also not yin and yang. It's yin and yang. Let's clear that one up while we're at it.
It's true. Oh, that's a good point. How do I say that? Yin.
You probably say yin yang.
Yin yang. Yin. Yeah, yin. I say yin.
Oh, well, maybe not.
No, I say yin. I said yin. Yin yang. I say it fast.
First time you said it, you said yin yang.
Yin yang. Yin yin yang. Yin yang. You're the
yin yang.
Yin yang. Yeah, that's how I do it with a yin. I'm sure I do it. I never go yin yang. That's for crazy people.
There were times where you were just saying it where it sounded like you were saying yin yang.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you run them together, I think
they
do.
Oh, you're trying to say it to see if that...
Yeah, if you say it together, like, rapidly, you're going to get accused of the yin and the yang. But if somebody said to me...
Yin yang. Yin yang.
Yeah. If someone said to me, hey, what's your...
It's that Y right after the end, yin yang. Yeah. It almost means it's not like you're saying yin yang.
Which is why probably people say it, because that's what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the great apes. Check this out. Nine of these beasts, nine of these big, formidable, beautiful animals have been given experimental COVID vaccine. It's an experiment because animals are different. Their physiology is different, so you got to be different. Anyway, they had an outbreak in a troop of gorillas. Now, did you know that that's what that was called?
Yeah, yeah, the collective of gorillas.
I didn't know that. I thought it was something else. I didn't know. A troop.
Oh, man, I'm sensing a fun game sometime. Not a Babel Royale, but a animal collectives.
Yeah, like flock, murder.
A pod.
Pod,
a whales,
herd, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, herd, you think of herd for almost everything.
Parliament, one of my favorites. Oh, a parliament of owls.
Yeah, Parliament of Owls. It was a great Batman spinoff. Anyway.
That kind of is, actually. So they had the thing, right? Like in Gotham City, it was the
Court of Owls,
underground. Oh, the Court of Owls. That's right.
Yeah, Court of Owls was awesome. That Scott Snyder run on that that comic was so good. Oh my gosh, they better make that. Needs to make it. Well, there's talk that some of that will make it into this movie coming up.
Oh, really?
It's very good. It's a really cool story.
The Batman movie or the. The Batman movie, the Pattinson.
Okay. Yeah, the Robert, the sexy vampire Batman.
Not the thing that's coming up this week, not the Snyder Cut where he's adding a bunch of stuff.
No, although I'm reading the Snyder Cut's good. Like,
is that from the people who saw it when HBO accidentally leaked it last week?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if these are pre-releases or who these people are, but they were like, some of them are critics who just had advanced screenings, and they're like, I've seen the first one. And it was abysmal. And I've seen this, and it's a complete turnaround and the best DC movie ever made. So I don't know what to make of that. Wow. I mean, I need to see it myself. I got to see it myself. But
that's a low bar to get over. Well, no, I take that back. I was going to say it's mostly a low bar to get over. But Wonder Woman, first Wonder Woman was really good.
Yeah, it was great. I think that currently held the title.
As far as, other DC
Well, if we're talking recent DC movies, like, I mean, we're talking Nolan movies. They're better than all of them.
Oh, well, yeah, if you include the Nolan movies. I guess I'm just thinking of the DC Universe movies. Everything since, Superman Returns?
Man of Steel, right?
Man of Steel was the first DCU proper.
I think, do they even call it that? Like,
do they call it the DCU?
A Feige thing going where they're like, all right, this is our new...
It seems like it'd be pretty derivative. Like, be accused of ripping off Marvel yet again.
Yeah. What's really frustrating to me is the comics themselves and their direct animation stuff is so good. It's so good. All of it is so freaking good. And, Some of the best stories.
And it's the exact opposite of Marvel, where the animated stuff for Marvel is just... It's borderline unwatchable.
It's garbage.
For the most part.
Most of it I hate. And there's a couple of exceptions. But in the DC stuff, it's all good. Even their worst stuff is pretty good. Like, I don't know why this is so weird over there. It's so freaking weird.
Yeah, it looks like they call it the DC Extended Universe, right? Oh. The DCEU.
All right.
So you have to spend euros.
Yeah.
And, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman... Suicide Squad, Justice League, Aquaman. Have you seen Aquaman yet?
No, I haven't seen it. Still haven't seen it. If I'm going to watch...
How about Shazam?
I haven't seen Shazam either. There's about four or five comic book movies that are still on this list of stuff. Like, I got to watch Ant-Man and Wasp first.
You call yourself a comic book fan?
I don't think I'm going to get around to it.
You want to be my latex salesman?
I'm not going to watch Dark World. I'm not getting around to it. It's just not going to happen.
What?
I don't have time. I'm gonna
watch. What, you don't have time? Maybe don't watch. I don't know.
All right, I take it back
for a third time.
That'd be like 12th time. But here's what I would say. It's not the time; it's the interest. Dark World looks. I have no interest. Like, where's my interest in that?
It is the source of the red Infinity Gem. The Which one was that? The
Red Hot Gem. The
Red Hot Gem.
Yeah. The one you
Dark World is not nearly as bad as you're making you're wanting to.
Well, everyone's I can go off all my friends. They all tell me it's the worst MCU movie. That sounds bad.
Well, it is, but again, that's a, you know, when you think of all the MCU movies being great, this is the one that's kind of the least great of the great movies.
Oh, I just can't get around to it.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that. I don't think it was that bad. Oh, I can't believe Taz the Man says Dark World he enjoyed more than Ragnarok. I thought Ragnarok is one of my favorite Marvel of the MCU movies.
Oh, yeah, by far for me. I love that movie.
The first Guardians of the Galaxy and
yeah, I like all that stuff.
Yeah, Free Ranger says Age of Ultron is worse than Dark World.
Well, I won't disagree with that because I really disliked it.
You didn't like that one at all?
No, I didn't. I like it for I like it for some of the origin stuff we got out of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, whatever the hell we call him in that. And I love the concept of Ultron and all that stuff's cool. Yeah. Jarvis, all that stuff. It's all great, but it's just a bad movie. It's not good.
Yeah. All right. Skip Dark World, but freaking watch Ant-Man and Wasp and Captain Marvel. You've seen?
Nope. Captain Marvel got
to
watch.
Yeah. Get to those. At least do those.
Yeah. Kim and I were just talking. We're like, we should catch up on the ones we haven't seen. And I said, yeah, we should. Then people stopped giving me shit about it.
And while you're at it, watch Shazam.
All right. And then Parasite.
With Chuck. Yeah. And then Parasite. I'll watch The Vow. Okay. We have a deal.
All right. We're done. Oh, yeah. Someone wants you to watch The Vow. Who was that? Someone.
I know. It was Gabby in an email. I responded to her and said, I'll do it if Scott will do it. If he watches Parasite, I'll watch The Vow.
Yeah. The Vow is
Although now you need to watch Parasite and Minari as like your Korean smothered with kimchi double feature.
And I assume Minari is not all Korean, right? It's not all subtitles. It's in America.
Right, not all subtitles. There's some English in there, but probably 60% subtitles.
Okay. Steven Yeun is actually Vietnam, I want to say.
Is he Vietnamese?
I think so. I don't think he's Korean. But then
Korean-American actor, is he? According to
that
Wikipedia.
That last name is unusual Korean. That would be... maybe it's a mixed family or something, but...
Maybe. Let's see. He was born in Seoul. His father was an architect in South Korea. His mother was an alien. There we go.
Alien. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't say what his mother's... but they really quickly moved to Detroit and opened a chain of beauty supply stores.
Like you do.
Like you do. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do in Detroit.
Yeah, that's what I do. We'd get in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, they gave apes shots is what happened. They gave these apes shots.
We still haven't even gotten out of the first story.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's they had coughs, runny noses, and lethargy. And that's how they knew. And then they tested them. And the point is, the reason you want to do this is you don't want another variant jumping from the animal kingdom to us. Because that's worse. Than,
right.
That's how this all got us started.
Mutates and exactly.
Yeah.
Listen, I saw Planet of the Apes. I know how these things start.
Yeah, we know how this starts and ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like freaking, what was the name of the main ape? Gradius. Simon.
Cecil.
Cecil. No, Caesar.
Caesar. Caesar.
Cecil.
Cecil. Hey, I was closer than whatever you said.
No, I'm not laughing at you. I just think it's an amazing name for an ape I'm supposed to get excited about, you know? Cecil the ape.
Hi, I'm Cecil. I'm going to be starting this revolution with the apes and stuff.
I love that. I love those movies. That's the other reason I'm excited about the new Batman movie, because that's that director, and he's great. That guy makes great movies.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
All right. Here's a story about it's a Denver connection.
Denver connection, literal Denver connection.
quite the actual connection here. Man peed on his seat and hit a flight attendant on a Denver-bound plane after refusing to wear a mask.
Wow. Oh, man. You'd think with the refusal to wear a mask that he's a completely sane and down-to-earth person, but the peeing on a seat and hitting a flight attendant would say otherwise.
Yeah, what's the opposite of a sane and down-to-earth person?
An insane wackadoo, I believe, is the clinical term.
He's up in the air. A Canyon City man. Is that? Oh, no. That's
Canyon City, yeah.
Oh. It says Canyon with a with an umlaut over it.
A tilde.
Yeah. So it's pronounced canyon.
Canyon.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
And with the tilde over it is an Enya.
Wow.
Not a 90s new age singer
from
Ireland, but yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, Peña Boulevard here. What's another word that's got an Enya? Help me out, chat room. What's a more common word that's got an Enya in it?
Michael Peña.
España is a good example.
España. Yeah. Michael Peña.
Señorita. There you go. And señor.
Oh, I love it when you call me señor.
You don't pronounce it señor. Hey, señor.
Señor.
Welcome to Raliberto's Mexican restaurant, Señor and Señoritas.
Yeah. Señorita. It's like Peggy Hill saying this.
Jalapeno. Yeah, there you go. There's an even better example. That N with a little tilde is pronounced Nya.
Little Tilda was my favorite animated series on Hulu. All right.
Anyway, Canyon City.
Canyon City, man. Struck a flight attendant and urinated on a seat. It doesn't tell us what order that happened, but anyway. On a Denver-bound Alaska Airlines flight after refusing to wear a face mask, according to an arrest affidavit, Landon Pierre Greer, age 24. Oh, you dumb little punk. You need to freaking get this out of your system, buddy. Is charged with interfering with a flight crew. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. You dumbass. You're like five years into your legal status and you're already effing up so hard.
Flying from Alaska, or I guess a Denver-bound Alaska flight, but Alaska Airlines, but doesn't say he was coming from Alaska.
Yeah, not sure what his origin was.
Seattle, there we go.
Yeah. It says it took place on Alaska Airlines flight 1474 from Seattle, there it is, to Denver. Yep. Airline staff asked Greer to wear a face mask 8 times. 8 to 10, it says. This is required by the company. Greer initially ignored the flight attendant, but then struck her arm.
What the hell?
Yeah, no arm striking. What are we doing here? Jeez. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a statement later, two other flight attendants responded to a call button that had been pressed by a passenger who reportedly said Greer was urinating in his seat area. Yeah, F this guy.
Class act.
Yeah. One of the flight attendants saw Greer peeing and asked him to sit down. I just want to punch him in the nuts.
So he stood up to pee?
Yeah, stood up to pee. Like a seat was a toilet. What an a-hole.
I hope they made him sit in it. Sit in your urine.
I think they'd make you do that, right? Because you can't stand up for the flight. So they're like, look, you peed. You made your bed. Now you sit in it.
Well, I mean, here's a photo of the guy. He looks like a totally, agreeable individual.
Uh-huh.
This Landon Perry Greer.
Until the drugs hit. According to the affidavit, the flight attendant then observed passenger Greer. Here's the quote. I love this. Quote, observed passenger Greer sitting in his seat with his penis out of his pants. And she told him to put his penis back in his pants. He responded, I have to pee. Passenger also reported that Greer urinated on a paper bag she was carrying.
Oh, man. Here's some other information about Landon Perry Greer. He was 18 years old when his mother discovered items she did not think belonged to him and called authorities in February 2015. In the same month, the Canyon City Police Department was investigating a series of local church burglaries in Canyon City.
Church burgle?
He's a church burglar.
He's a church burglar.
Rubble.
Let's see. Is there a picture of him on the link? There's not.
I put a link in the chat room. Here, I'll put it in our Discord. Our Discord thing.
Oh, there it is. All right, cool. Let's paste it.
There you go. There's a photo of the dude.
Oh, yeah. There he is. That looks like a guy that might pee on a thing.
He does look like a... This looks like a guy that the airline was not the first seat that he's peed on.
No. He has peed on some seats, let me tell you what.
This man has peed on some seats.
Wisconsin mayor in the news. Wisconsin thinking they're Detroit suddenly because... This mayor wants a giant RoboCop statue in their city.
Who doesn't?
Well, it should be everyone but Detroit shouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of this?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But this guy really wants one. Central Wisconsin City is making a play for a giant RoboCop statue after a Detroit museum rejected it. Oh, so they want the rejected statue. The mayor of Stevens
Point. We'll take
Point. It. Yeah, we'll take it. We like RoboCop. He wants to place the 11-foot statue in front of the city's police station or in a park to honor actor Peter Weller, a Stevens Point native. Oh, well, that kind of makes sense.
Oh, Peter Weller's from Stevens Point?
Mm-hmm. He's from the
Mr. Waste. Crazy Neighbor, Dave, is from Stevens Point.
Oh, no way. Like,
that's his hometown. So he and Peter Weller.
Peter Weller's probably 25 years his senior or something, but
probably. I mean, he's about 55, 54, Crazy Neighbor is. And Peter Weller's easily 63, 64.
Maybe more even.
Maybe even older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Peter Weller a lot. He's awesome.
He's 73. Wow. Okay. I did not realize he's that much older.
He's up there.
Saw him in last year in a COVID commercial talking about the science.
Oh.
And trusting the science, if I remember correctly.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah. I liked him in Star Trek.
Because he's a science, like he's got a...
is he a science guy?
He's a science guy, yeah. He's got his PhD from UCLA.
He knows how to make a naked lunch, if you know what I'm saying. He was in that.
Oh, movie. Well, I thought he was a scientist. I guess his PhD is in Italian Renaissance art history.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, whatever your PhD is, you have a PhD. Good for you. But for some reason, I thought that he was pitching the science because he had a science background.
Mm. Well, he was RoboCop, so it's pretty sciencey. He was great. He was one of the most redeemable factors in that third Star Trek J.J. Abrams movie. Second. I like the third.
Oh, yeah.
But the second one, which was problematic in some ways, had Peter Weller as like a high up in the... in Starfleet, and he was a bad guy, right? Didn't he go, but he went bad?
Yeah, he was the bad guy, yeah.
Yeah, he was great.
Peter Weller's in the film, he's going to be the bad guy. He's the secret bad guy.
That's what he always is, yeah. Unless you're RoboCop, then you're the good guy.
Maybe I am thinking Dolph Lundgren, who's an engineer, yeah.
Is that true? Hold on.
Apparently
Dolph Lundgren
so, yeah.
is an engineer? That's amazing. That's great. Does he look at a thing and say, he wants to reverse engineer it? Does he look at it and say, I'm going to break you? Does he say that? I will break you.
That'd be great if he did.
And then I will fix you. All right. Anyway.
I think I'm finding I'm seeing if this is the Peter Weller video. No, where is it? There was a video that came out last year while we were all in quarantine, but
I don't remember this.
All right.
At all.
Well, I won't slow things down. As we learned, when you're on a show, you keep things moving, Scott.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You,
No, I like that we break a whole bunch of rules all the time on here.
Every rule we can break, we break.
Yeah. While we tell the contestants not to, we go ahead and do that here all the time.
That's right.
It's pretty great. There's a lesson in there somewhere. Anyway, because these guys have rejected it, it was back in 2012, by the way, that this was all proposed, and it looked like the city was going to do it, but the city said no. Yeah. Lame.
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 Lame. Is it? Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Put a friggin' RoboCop statue in your city.
Yeah. And if I'm the Wisconsin people, I want one too. Okay. I started this article thinking, whatever, you guys get to make up your own thing. But now I'm kind of for you getting it. Somebody should get that statue and look at it and say, oh, burr, murpy, when they walk by it.
That's right. Well, now it'll say, go, Park, go.
Please drop your rubber. All right. Let's move on to this Texas man. This is our final
story. All over
story
the country today.
Yeah, we're all over the place. It's fine.
Peeing Denver man, Wisconsin mayor.
You know, it makes me wonder if jury, well, we'll ask him today, but when he gets a shot in California, he's about to move to Texas.
He'll have to get his second shot in Texas.
Well, no, he did J&J, so single shot.
Oh, so that's right, single shot. We talked about that. Yeah.
So my thinking is, if he gets in California, did he get it quicker than he would have if he was already in Texas is my question.
Mm-hmm.
Or would he have to wait more there? Because I don't know. I don't know why California is getting him so young. Because, you know, 37, 8, whatever he is. Whatever young freaking kid age, Justin.
He's younger than 40 for whatever reason. I thought he hit 40.
Oh, no. His hair hit 40 like 8 years ago.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that's missed me what I'm thinking. Yeah,
yeah, his hair his hair has accelerated age growth. And but he himself, I think, is still sub 40. All right. Texas man drove a BMW dealership loaner car to rob a bank. and then tried to use the stolen money to buy the BMW car. Yeah. This is the way you do it. You get a loaner.
Nice. Yeah. Yes.
Get the loaner, go rob a bank, mm-hmm. buy the loaner.
And then buy BMW.
Yeah.
The circle of life.
Exactly. Let's see. It says here he was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. Jeez. So he's busted. According to court documents, Eric Dion Warren, age 50, was in the process of finalizing the purchase of a BMW in the summer of 2019. When Warren went to a bank, walked up to the teller, 50-year-old then put a bag. I don't know. They keep telling us he's 50. Put a bag from the fast food restaurant that he was carrying and a note to the counter. The note read, "This is a effing robbery. Play with me and die." Jeez.
Jeez, like, do you need to write an effing robbery on the piece of paper?
Right, or do the play with me and die part even. It's pretty rough. Says, "I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills now, and you got 1 minute or I will kill you," unquote. After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want 100s and 50s. I'd like to think he said 50s.
Fitties. I want hundies and fitties.
I want hundies and fitties. Just so no one can take him serious. Authorities said 15 minutes after the robbery took place, Warren then went back to the dealership in the loaned vehicle and, according to employees, began waving around cash. He entered the dealership's finance office and attempted to finalize the purchase of a BMW by giving the dealership $3,000 in cash as a down payment. Well done. Well done.
So this is great. So he got the loaner. Is it like a test drive? Like he was going out on a test drive and decided to do this?
I think so. Like when they say loaner, normally what they mean is your other car's in for a repair, so they give you one to get by.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think what happened here is he was just like test driving a car. But don't you have to take somebody with you? I don't know how that works.
Sometimes they let you just take the test drive. You leave some sort of collateral, but you can take the car with you as a test drive.
A fragment of your soul, a horcrux.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Wouldn't be your driver's license because you kind of need that in the car. But
that's true. Well, anyway, good luck to him in his 20 years in the hokey, pokey, pokey, yeah. Hokey, hokey, pokey.
The pokey.
What am I thinking of? The hokey.
You're thinking of the hokey pokey.
Oh, okay. There's the hokey pokey, which is a dance. Hanky panky is a third thing. All right. Got it all worked out. Yes. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mr. Justin Robert Young, as before mentioned, will be here. We're going to talk about stuff. So stick around. Hang around for that. We got to do a song, though, before that. Did you bring one?
I brought one. And this is one that requires some spelling from you, from all of us. The new single, Johnny and Johnny, from the band Twin Shadow, is available right now. The first Johnny is spelled with an H. The second Johnny is J-O-N-N-I-E. This is a couple that are talked about in the song, kind of like a Frankie and Johnny, Robert Palmer kind of thing, or Jack and Diane, John Mellencamp kind of thing. Anyway, this is a lot of fun. This is Twin Shadow and their brand new single, Johnny and Johnny.
Johnny's taking care of my soul. Johnny Star, Johnny Gold, Johnny taking care of my soul. Johnny Rock, Johnny Roll, Johnny's taking care of my soul.
Got to say hello to Hello Fresh. Love these guys and have for a very, very, very long time. Love these guys. Hello Fresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips for me and my family and for you and yours. So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. And these recipes are easy to follow, quick to make. All have steps and pictures to guide you all along the way so even dummies like me can do it. HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients you'll never get bored of. Try something new every week. Get out of your recipe rut. Don't get your rut. Get out of it. There's a rut. You're in it. Get out of it. That's what you do with ruts. You get out of them. Eating healthier has never been easier. With low calorie, carb smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options each week. For all you folks. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com/TMS12 and use TMS12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That sounds pretty great, right? I love their food. They make these turkey tacos that are to die for. And I always know when those are ready because I maybe eat Kim's and she doesn't get to have all of it. That's how much I like them. You're going to like them too, and the vast array of other options that they give you. So go check them out. Go to HelloFresh.com/TMS12 and use that code TMS12. Get your 12 free meals. Get those today. That includes free shipping. TMS12 at checkout.
My friend and I were driving a bulldozer, and I fell off and broke my foot. What should I do?
You know, Joe Bob, I would suggest using a condom.
This is worst day of anyone's life. Do not talk to me. I need my jazz.
This is the Morning Stream, and I feel fine.
All right, we're back.
I don't know what I just heard there in that.
It looked like, so I found this on YouTube or somewhere, and it was supposedly like some kind of like a Sunday school class. Kind of thing. No, it was like a classroom with a bunch of kids. Oh, okay. And this kid asked the teacher that question, and his answer was, I'd use a condom. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know if it was edited for something, or I don't know.
It probably took a question from one part and an answer from a different part, which is great, which is just brilliant.
Yeah. We sign us up. We're here for it.
Once again, Twin Shadow, the song you just heard, Johnny and Johnny, brand new single from the band Twin Shadow.
Nice.
It's like the vaccine, Johnny and Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. Yeah, you got the Johnny and Johnny. Yeah. Just the one
Johnny
time.
Johnny and Johnny.
Yeah, I'll have to go back for two. I kind of wonder if, we may discuss that as well. But first, we got to play this.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
We are speaking to one Justin Robert Young, who lives currently in California, where he got poked, and then he'll be going soon to Texas, where he'll be poked in a very different way. I don't know what that means.
Something that I don't
know.
What happens in Texas?
It stays there. That's what it does. You don't talk about it. You get in big trouble if you do. No, that's not true. It is Justin Robert Young, though. Welcome back to the show, Mr. Politics Times 3.
Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing, gang?
Good. We're real good. Hey, do you know what episode of ANTP hits the feed today? Do you know which famous, infamous season 3 episode hits?
I don't know. Is it the one where I screwed up the name?
No.
No?
It's the one...
Spoiler alerts for when I screwed up a name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think that already came out, right? Wasn't that 2?
That one already came out. That was the... Oh, no, I think that's about to come out. That's the interview...
That's the interview one.
The interview episode. No, this is the investigative elimination where one player tried to intervene in the elimination process.
Yeah. And you put them back where they belonged. Do you remember? Yeah. It was a little heated. It was a little heated.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's so much of it of this season for me feels like last season because like we're still doing this season. Like we literally did an episode last night that won't come out for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But that process feels so long ago
it
to me.
It does feel a long time ago, yeah.
Because that was the beginning of the house process. Mm-hmm. Like everything went so fast where I don't even know. It'd be actually funny to track this, but at the point that we recorded the first episode, if it wasn't that week, it was maybe a week after I had made it known on the internet that we were going to move from California at some point this year to Austin, with the idea being fall.
Yeah.
We started looking in earnest around then, and that's all throughout America's Next Top Podcaster, which also happened to be when things wound up happening, because like things in the home buying process tend to like kind of build up and pool through the week, and then like Monday is when people get back to work, and all of a sudden things are happening. So it just so happened that through this season, I was in increasingly foul moods up to like
the stress level was increasing
up like 2 weeks ago. The ending is just going to be nothing but peace and love, and I'm going to love everybody. Like in the episode that comes out in a few weeks that we recorded last night, I'm like, you guys all did fantastic. You're all great.
True.
Yeah.
So you're all fantastic. But yeah, the beginning of this season, I'm a real nasty cud.
Yeah. I kind of like how you can track the home buying process through your through
how you're feeling. It's really frustrating and annoying, and you know that it's frustrating and annoying because it went as fast and as well as it could for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we are like a 1% of a 1% of it going great, but unless you are buying like a family house and you can just sign over the papers at grandma's, it blows.
Yeah, it's the worst. I do hate doing it, but I'm glad your stuff's all worked out. Today we're going to talk a little bit about not so much politics, although we hit an interesting milestone the other day. It's not really a political thing to say this, but the CDC announced that they did like 4.5 million doses in a day, which was like some record for the pandemic, and that seemed good.
Yeah. Lots. Slightly overinflated in that it was like a day and a half of reporting. The more, and I think impressive way to say it is that we averaged probably around 3 million over 3 days. Mm. Which is fantastic. Yeah. We're vaccinating at a very good level. I don't know how you could say that a country of our size could do a lot better. The other countries that are larger than us aren't exactly quite as transparent in terms of how they are doing, so we don't really know how to compare ourselves.
Right.
But you know, unsurprisingly, the countries that developed the vaccine, namely the United States and the United Kingdom, are doing very well. And then there's Israel, which is just vaccinating like everybody.
Yeah, everyone gets a shot. That's the deal. You serve a mandatory military service and a shot. Those are the rules if you live in Israel. All right. So here's the big question I had, though, about you and yours. You got the Johnson & Johnson, the one-timer. You got it on Thursday.
Yes.
Well, I guess let's first of all just talk about how that went. And did that thing present you with any side effects? Did you struggle with any of it at all in the days after? Or how did it go?
Well, let's start with how I get this vaccine.
All right, yeah, let's
I get this vaccine.
In the butt.
In the butt. No?
In the butt, Bob. I got this vaccine because, and now this is going to be just very awkward because of what you said, Brian. Know that you made this awkward.
Yeah.
After an unsolicited text message from my friend Brett. Brett hits me up.
And Brett Rounsville, like, the famous Brett Rounsville, the fantastic
Brett, the Amtrekker Rounsville.
Yeah, he's the best.
He hits me up and he says, there is a FEMA vaccination pop-up that will be there today and tomorrow. There's an outside chance you could get one today. There is a high likelihood you could get one tomorrow.
Wow.
And so I'm like, oh, wow, that's great. And it's Johnson & Johnson, which was something that I was kind of hoping for once they approved it, mostly because I, you know, if Ashley or I had gotten the Pfizer or the Moderna with the 2-week booster, we're right on the edge of when we're moving. So it's like if anything had to get rescheduled past that, it would have been a thing. And then we got to figure out, like, can we find another of the same? And it was just a stressful idea. But the idea of the one shot Johnson & Johnson was very, very appealing. It was happening 10 minutes away from our house.
Yeah.
And is this a situation where it was like surplus that was going to go bad? They had more than...
No.
More? Okay.
This was unqualified from FEMA. They're just shots in arms. They had a couple hundred doses per day. They were there for 3 days. I found out on day 2, and that was that. So I get this text at like 11:20. Mm. I wind up, they're saying that they're only open till noon. I wind up getting in line at like 11:50.
Mm.
Ashley's like, you're never going to get it today, so I'm not going to go.
Okay.
Spoiler alert, I get it.
Wow.
It was first come, first serve, right? You're just in a line.
First come, first serve. Right. But we do find out that they're going to be there tomorrow or the next day, Friday.
Yeah.
Now, the process is really easy. I got my card. I got my shot. I had side effects. Like there was definitely a fog, probably almost like for my money immediately, although I also hadn't eaten lunch yet. But like there was definitely it felt like I was about to get sick, and I, based on talking with other people who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, I got very mild side effects.
Mm.
Very mild side effects.
That's good.
Which now, of course, I'm going to use as absolute proof that I would have totally survived COVID without even noticing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Well, that's good, though. I'm glad you didn't have anything severe happen. I've talked to people on all three who had it just varies. Nobody's the same.
Like, no.
Some people have real bad 3-4 day major, basically a flu thing, and it's real bad with fever and everything. And then there's others who are like, yeah, I was a little tired after. And then we have a listener who says, look, if you just run 30 minutes before you get it and then run 30 minutes after you get it, you'll never get anything. And I never had a single symptom of whatever. And I'm like, well, maybe it was that, but I feel like I don't have a really good case study to look at to see if your thing worked or not. So yeah, I mean, I
run 30 minutes every day, and I'm not doing that. Get out of here. All right, Jackie Joyner Kersey. Congratulations. Yeah, if you run 30 minutes before and after anything, it's probably going to be better. I was running a little hot. I ran a slight fever, but it wasn't bad. Ashley, on the other hand, did not get quite as lucky. Mm. She goes the next morning, and now she understands that, like, all right, this is a major opportunity. They're definitely open. That vaccination center opens at 9
a.m.
We get there at 5:30. We believe, based on what I had talked to the guys there the day before, that there are 300 doses. Guess what spot in line? And we know the exact spot in line because she got the sticker, because they came out in the line and gave stickers out.
301.
All right, 301. Scott, you got to guess?
I mean, that would be the truly most crazy version of this story, but I'll say 299.
250.
Oh, 250.
Okay. All right.
At 5:30 in the morning, and I picked her up at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Dude.
So she was not only there for a while, but also she got the side effects a lot worse than I did, like chills and a high fever that lasted over a couple days. But to be honest, it's like, that's the happiest I've ever seen her sick. Like,
yeah,
she was thrilled to be sick, because like, even in some weird psychosomatic way, she was like, excited that it was working. Look, it's working. It's working now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That isn't psychosomatic. That's actually just physical.
Yeah, it's just a physical thing. So we have ours, mine scheduled for Friday. Brian's aiming for a Friday schedule if he can get the midnight ticket thing going.
Open. Yep.
Which is tomorrow.
So the advice I would have for anybody here in California is that along with the big mega vaccination sites, apparently there are these FEMA detachments that are just going to neighborhoods, and they are just running these clinics where it's like they had when I was there, it was like, I think 700 doses on Thursday. They had 500 doses on Friday when Ashley went. So if you can find whatever, there's gotta be a Twitter tracking these. There's gotta be a website tracking these. Like, here's my big, a piece of advice for everybody that is listening right now, because I feel like I'm speaking to exactly this audience. If you can hunt for endgame opening night tickets, you can find a vaccine. We have all spent our lives. We are nerds. We have spent our lives finding rare things on the internet and then standing in line for them. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You've been training your whole life to get a vaccine tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. Don't wait. I know that there are a lot of kind of rules out there in terms of when things are going to be there. Look, there are CVSs right now that are vaccinating everybody that they are allowed to vaccinate, and then they've got leftover doses that are going to go bad.
Yeah.
Like that is just a thing. You can find them. If you want this, and I would encourage you to want this, because all you need to do is look at the COVID rates in the UK and the US, where we are steadily vaccinating people, compared to the EU, some of the countries in the EU, where not only have they been slower, but now they paused one of their vaccines for, I think, scientifically dubious reasons. Their COVID rates are going back up.
Yeah.
Like, that's if you want that proof, that's that proof. Mm. These things work. They've worked throughout history. They're working right now. If you are hesitant about it, I can understand. I think you do catch more flies with honey than vinegar. I don't want to get into a moralistic or a shame thing. I think there's plenty of people out there doing that. All I would say is, I want this thing done as soon as possible, mitigated as soon as possible. That's why I was excited to do it. And I think that you guys can and should, again, leverage the skills you have learned as over a lifetime of nerddom find a thing on the internet and wait in line for it.
Yeah, like that. That's. Yeah. I guess that answers my major question: is how you arranged it. For us, it was just, hey, we're letting this age group in now, and it hit my range, and I went, sweet, sign me up, and we signed up as quick as we could. And by the time we started it, the form, it was 5 days later once we finished the form. In other words, you know, you have to haul ass because these are filling up, right? Mm-hmm. So we ended up getting it for Friday. It was supposed to originally think would be today, actually. But Friday, I get the first thing, and then the schedule for the next thing. It's the Pfizer I'm getting, which is supposed to be the least problematic of the double dosers in terms of side effects. So we'll see. I don't know. Again, everybody's different. I did get an email yesterday from... because I really want to reinforce Justin's advice. Go get the thing, and let's all contribute to lower rates and eradication. Let's do it.
Yep.
But I got this email the other day from somebody who said, I don't know why they still listen to the show, but somebody so hates me so much. And they wrote said, hey, I heard you're getting your shot. Just so you know, some lady died of the Moderna vaccine in Utah. Like somehow there's some, the fact that she's in Utah.
Oh, well, that means everybody will die from the Moderna vaccine.
Oh, yeah, but only in Utah, apparently.
Yeah, and, that's right. It's a bad Utah variant of the vaccine.
He says, not that I'd lose any sleep. The world could use a few less. You know, like he's just a total a-hole about this whole thing. Do not listen to those people. Don't let the world try to sneak in here and go,
look. I get vaccine hesitancy. I do. Mm-hmm. I get that we it's very, very weird that we have spent a year totally uprooting our entire existence out of caution, right? And then we're going to tell everybody double time, take a vaccine that had 1/5 the normal cycle of testing, right?
Yeah.
Like I can understand that. Now, I would say that the true story within that larger framework kind of explains a lot of it, including how long vaccine testing normally goes and whether or not it necessarily needs to, especially for things that are kind of set up. I think that there's also rightful curiosity at the very least of the fact that the vaccine that you're getting, Scott, is functionally different than the one that I got. Mm. What I got is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a traditional vaccine, meaning it's a bit of the virus that your body is adjusting and creating antibodies to. The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine are, for the first time ever, they are medical miracles. They are mRNA vaccines that doesn't even concern itself with what the virus is in the cellular interactions. It only mitigates against this spike that pokes into your cell. So it takes away the spike. It doesn't care what's inside the spike.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like these are two functionally different things. And again, we've never had an mRNA vaccine. Part of the reason why, or an mRNA vaccine for this kind of thing. The reason why is because normally the regulation takes so long. And at that point, by the time that the regulation is kind of done, the active threat is kind of over.
Right.
This was such a gigantic issue that everything went a lot faster. Now, that being said, I'm not here to convince those that refuse to be convinced. Vaya con Dios. That's your thing. That's cool. Again, I don't think I need to add to the chorus of screeching voices about the greater good. I think that everybody kind of knows these arguments.
Right.
What I will say is, I don't think it's arguable that it works at this point. All I would appeal to is beyond politics, beyond morals, beyond who we want to paint as the good guy and the bad guy. Look at what's happening in the United States and the UK. Look at what's happening in Italy, France, and Germany right now.
Yeah.
Look at those case rates. Look at those hospitalization rates. That's a slow vaccine rollout. This is a faster vaccine rollout.
Right.
So, I mean, I know what team I'm excited I'm on. and that's all I would say yeah. is if you have the free time and the inclination to want to find one, even if you are not in whatever age group that is being serviced right now, there are avenues for you to find it. I was lucky. I did not hunt for this thing. I got hit up with a friend's text, and I just jumped into action because that was the case. But then again, even if you are hunting, you only got to be right once.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm.
Luck favors the bold, as they say.
That's right.
So be willing to get in there and get that line going. It's ironic to hear on a political segment, we are literally saying, put all your politics aside and we're kind of saying, do your research. And I hate when people say that, but you know, go get it. Freaking get it. There's nothing wrong with getting it.
The reason why I say put your politics aside on this is because, you know, I was watching a focus group online the other day, and it was with a bunch of vaccine hesitant people, Republicans largely.
Yeah.
And the reason why they were part of, like, the thing that they were bringing up was that they felt it had become that when doctors were talking, they were talking from a political angle, or when politicians were talking, they were co-opting doctors for political purposes.
Right.
And I can understand that. Mm-hmm. I can, and I don't think that look, I would consider myself somebody who is just my sole purpose in life is to help us get to as close to 70% of America vaccinated as possible. That is the technical number for herd immunity. I don't know if we're going to get there. We're not at herd immunity on the measles.
Yeah.
So I don't think that it needs to get there for the world to go back to a place that's closer to 2019. But I'm saying, let's push that number as high as we can. And if part of that is let's downshift out of the super heightened political rhetoric that we have kind of been in on this subject alone, then I'm happy to do it, and I am thrilled to do it, because that's my only goal is let's get these numbers as high as we can, because again, the proof is in the pudding. These vaccines seem to be resistant to the variants. And that's what's spreading through Europe right now.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of time before they're here.
Well, they are
here.
They're here.
But again, it's like,
oh, this is I thought there was a new one that Italy.
Right. But like our vaccines are resistant to these new variants, you're saying, Justin?
I mean, so far, the one that's ripping through Europe is the UK variant that's affecting every European country except the UK.
Yeah.
So, gotcha.
Right.
And part of that is because they've been vaccinating.
Right. Right, right. Well,
you know, like the rates in the UK, if I can pull up the Bloomberg.
There's a new Italian variant that made them reshut everything down, but maybe that's just the UK one re-ripping through.
It's called Cannoli 19, and it's coming soon.
In the US, 21% of the population has at least one shot. In the United Kingdom, 36.6% of the population has had at least one shot, and they have a 2-week head start on us and a smaller population.
Yeah,
but it's like
that helps.
If you look at France, 7%, Spain, 8%, Italy, 7%, Germany, 7%, and they just shut down the AstraZeneca vaccine that was developed in England, that I think the majority of the English vaccine recipients have gotten, because there were blood clots.
In
I think the Netherlands, like 7 blood clots, and they've shut it down in like all the major European countries when it's not even statistically above what you would expect for naturally occurring blood clots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I don't like that. That's not good to pause that whole thing over, unless they have data that says otherwise. That seems statistically
more than that. There's data to suggest that getting the vaccine makes you more immune to blood clots.
Oh God, really?
Statistically, fewer people have gotten it with the vaccine than would on a statistical average, which is crazy to me. It is crazy that they are pausing this. Mm. And that's all I'm saying, man, is that just watch those rates, because they're already turning around. The COVID and the hospitalization rates in Europe are already kind of going up. And you're right, Brian, they are locking stuff down again in Italy.
But it looks like it is just the UK variant going crazy.
Oh, no. I have no idea. I'm not a variant tracker, to be honest with you. Like I was going to
introduce you as variant tracker Justin Robert Young every time you're on the show.
I thought you were starting a new podcast called Variants, Variants, Variants.
Yeah. I'm sniffing the ground, and I'm rubbing the consistency of the leaves.
VX3. I'm looking forward to the VX3 show. Let me know if I can ever get there.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Well, I'm glad you got it. I'm glad we're getting it. I'm glad Brian has a chance to get it tomorrow. And everyone out there should freaking get it. And muscle through whatever side effects you might get, because hot damn. To me, I'm excited mostly because it just feels like progress. It feels like the first piece of real
light
progress.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. For me personally, but also just in general. Like, okay, this is not done. We're not done, but this is like a major step. So I can only do my part, which is do my shot, right? That's all I can do.
I think, yeah, this is... The reason why we're watching a lot of like lockdown stuff kind of be relaxed right now is because I feel like emotionally the country's kind of out of resolve past the vaccine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what would need to happen after we all get vaccinated if this thing ripped through again, that would repair our soul. Like, I feel like this is the goal was, all right, totally upend humanity for as long as it takes to get to the vaccine. We did it. Let's land the plane, and now we rebuild. And I think that there's an emotional capacity to that. Like that is on a mass level.
Yeah. Well, we're in a weird crossroads in terms of like, just, I don't know, this feeling of, I feel positive about it and also really tentative about it. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're just at a point where like, all right, can we just do this part? Can we not have any wars break out for a minute? Can we, you know, like all the normal international intrigue that happens around us, can all that just pause for a second? And let's just see if we can get over this hump. And then, is that really a hump? Is it a smaller hump to a bigger hump? Is there a downhill from this? Will I ever go to Vegas again? Like, I got questions. You know, some of them are personal like that, and some of them are vast and uncontrollable and things beyond my control.
I was actually thinking about, because I still have this $50 jet suite voucher that I haven't used in a year. That I was like, God damn, like, you know, I will be fully I will have antibodies before I leave. It's like, did I just like go to Vegas for a night? Like, I just like go, because I'm not gonna have any furniture in my apartment. Like, should we just go to Vegas for a night, like, while it's still super easy and fairly cheap on the West Coast?
Yeah, plus it's, you know, still kind of empty-ish there compared to what a normal Vegas time is.
Oh, no. Have you seen the stuff from last weekend?
I've been seeing videos of beaches, Vegas, Disney, like the floodgates have reopened.
I hope everyone, go get your vaccines, everybody, is what we're saying.
Exactly.
Holy shit. All right. Well, this has been an enlightening conversation, and I can't wait to report back on how crappy I feel on Friday. Hopefully it doesn't do anything to me. I might try the.
No, I think you'll be great, and good luck, Ibit, getting yours as well. Yeah.
I'm treating it like I'm buying Endgame tickets, man.
That's it.
PS5.
That's right.
Just go. That was like the funniest. I was sitting in that line and I'm like, you want to know what? It's so funny that all the hype beasts are going to be vaccinated. Like all the sneakerheads are all going to be the first ones vaccinated.
Yep, that's right.
So true.
But also, Brian, don't treat it like PS5. You won't get it for another 6 months. You gotta.
Oh, damn.
It's got to be like a concert or a movie ticket. That's the focus. All right, Justin, as always, pleasure to hang out and talk. Do you have anything this week going on you want to tell people about?
PX3, if you want to hear about a critical take on the idea of celebrity in politics, then that will be the interview that comes out tomorrow. And we got some pretty good interviews coming up as well.
Very nice. Go check it out. Justin Robert Young, Justin R. Young on Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Oh, the jury will now retire.
The jury will now retire.
I forgot to play it while he was physically on here. Oh, there's the kitty. What is she doing? What is this?
This is the thing where she... does her kneading, right? The making biscuits thing.
Yeah.
But she's got the bed in her mouth while she's doing it. So she's biting hard on the edge of the bed and making biscuits with the rest.
Okay. So a pillow biter, is what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
Yeah. Why would you say, we're not saying anything here that you guys don't already know.
Oh, she heard that.
She's like, I'm out. Forget it. She's just rotating. Yeah, there you go. Positions. You know what?
She did just shoot me a look. All right. That's
when you
it.
Don't, She's when you done. Just listen at home and you haven't seen us live, you miss out on Cat Cam. So,
that's right.
Come be
Brand
with us
new
live.
Cat Cam.
Yeah, new Cat Cam. This is a new one. All right. We're going to enjoy a mashup that is a bonus mashup sent in by Jamie, aka TMS Mashups. This one is called Brian Turns the Table.
Letter codes.
Oh, right. PRS means Public Radio Service. Nope.
It is. I'll tell you. The PRS is poorly remembered shit.
Oh, perfect.
This is us poorly remembering shit.
Good. Well, I have a feeling it'll be great then.
I love this.
So here it is. Let's see how Brian turns the table in this mashup. Enjoy. Doug Breathwaite. Leon Panetta. Sean William Scott.
Jesus. What's
Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell, shit.
Yes.
Yes.
Something with that little short guy. I always forget
his name.
Don't
believe me. Just watch.
Hold on. It's Pumpernickel Jim. Nope.
Yes. Pumpernickel Jim.
The strong man wore tennis shoes, man. Escape from New York. What's wrong with me?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Jeez.
Not Danny Kaye?
Nope.
Who was it? It was the other dancer. It was...
Danny Bonaducci.
You do this while my brain is like, it's reaching, it's about to touch the cliff, and then you're the gust of wind. Gene Kelly. Thank you.
Gene Kelly.
The gust of wind that blows me further away.
That sounds right. And liken them to the ill-fated crooks in the movie Home Alone. You know,
Wet Bandits.
Daniel Stern and Chuck E. Cheese. Nope. What's his name?
Damn it. I had his name in my head until you said Chuck E. Cheese.
What's wrong with me? Who else was in that? The Affleck guy. Affleck.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey was the parrot.
Wait.
Who was the monkey? Rafiki was the monkey. See? We're already doing it.
Yes.
There was no Rafiki.
I thought it was Apu.
There was no monkey.
There was no monkey. There was a monkey. Of course. Aladdin had a pet monkey named Abu.
Abu, not a poo.
Abu.
Abu's the guy that owns the Quickie Mart.
The Quickie Mart, yes, right. Oh my gosh, and why can't I remember her name? The nurse who's crossed over between Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Felina Vondersmack.
Oh, you know the actress.
Palooka Smearbag. No?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. We lost Hey Vern guy. We lost Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog played by
Hey Vern.
Mike Jones.
Ernest goes to jail.
Larry Gamulka.
No, it's working on me now.
David Von Furstenberg.
All right, fair enough. It does ruin what you're saying. You really can't think of it. It's so weird how that
Jim
does
Varney.
It. Jim Varney. Gosh dang it. You did turn the tables at the end there. You did.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was the
great.
Switcheroo. All right. Well done, everybody. That was great. Don't remember half of it, but appreciate it when he puts these together. His work is great. TMS Mashups on Twitter. Thank you, Jamie. Okay.
Okay.
Real quick note. Everybody always wonders, hey, what's this month's Patreon special art card going to be? Print and art card combo as well as an avatar. Ooh. This month, it's an egg runner. Now you say, oh, an egg runner? What the hell's that? It's that weird lizard lady on Mandalorian running away with a container full of eggs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so...
I was wondering who that was, based on your description. That's great.
Yeah, so that'll be coming in the mail. If you're like, whoa, wait, stuff comes in the mail? You bet it does over at patreon.com/TMS. Go check it out. For everything else you're looking for, check out frogpants.com/TMS. That includes all the other shows. We got a boop show today. What's going on this week? Core this week. The instance maybe, depending on my shot and how long it takes me. We don't know yet. We're trying to work on what Friday looks like. But big week full of stuff. So check that out, including a show tomorrow right here on TMS. All right, Brian, I think we're done. Unless you have anything else, you should play a song.
I got nothing else but a song. This one goes out to John Rusher. I wasn't a rusher. This was supposed to be last week, but we're doing it now. Actually, no, this is perfect timing, even though we had the wrong date on here. Whoa. Awesome. Brian, he says, I have listened to the morning stream since the beginning and enjoy it very much. March 16th is my 52nd birthday, and every year I like to listen to Birthday by the Beatles. It always makes me smile and feel good, even though another year has slipped by. When I was in my 20s, I took guitar lessons, and Birthday was one of the first songs that I learned to play. I would love to see if you can find a unique cover of Birthday for my birthday this year. Good luck. And is it too early for a fish sandwich?
No. Well, first, you have to do this.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay, we had to do that. That was a deal. And then the fish sandwich is right here.
Hey, it's too early to get a fish sandwich.
There you go. Nailed it.
Nice. Signed, John in Michigan. All right, this is a more recent cover of Birthday that I've been happy to hear. This is a guy that has come up recently because a new cover of is it the song Higher, the Van Halen song Higher, that's got Sammy Hagar's vocals? Get higher.
I can't remember the name of the song. Is it just Higher?
It might just be called Higher. Anyway, Sammy Hagar covered Birthday by the Beatles as part of a tribute to Paul McCartney that came out in 2014. And it's great, and we're going to play it right now. Here is Sammy Hagar and Birthday.
Oh, it's the song is Dreams.
Dreams, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, it's a bad song. That's a bad song. No, no offense. It's just a terrible song.
It's just not a Van. It just doesn't feel like a Van Halen song.
No, they F that up. Some of 5150 is okay. That song is pretty bad. Yeah. All right. Well, here it is. Thank you all for listening. We will see you tomorrow for sure. Come on back now, you hear?
Yeah!
show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Oh. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.